Welcome back to Falcons Playback presented by Geico. All over the NFL this preseason, there have been lots of yellow flags. The Falcons had 10 called on them Saturday night alone, which prompted this question from That City Kid. What are the consequences for practice for the penalties in a game? DJ, you got to take this one.
It depends sometimes. It matters how bad the penalty may be sometimes. Sometimes you may have to run a little bit extra, but other than that, it may not be that tough. Just depends.
Depends on maybe if it's mental or physical error. They hate the mental errors.
The mental errors they hate, but the physical, the 15-yarders, those are going to cost you some up-downs or something.
There you go. Let's hear what Matt Ryan had to say about that.
That's a fine line because you want to continue to play aggressive and you want to go out there and you want to kind of be on the line but not over the line. Right. Smitty talks about that a lot. But, I think it – I don't know the answer, you know. I guess that's the best way to say it. I'm not really sure, but we gotta figure out whatever it is and clean those things up.
That's what I love about you quarterbacks. You're honest.
I don't know. We don't know. It happens.
I don't know.
We don't have the answer all the time, man.
Stuff happens. That's right. Dumb media questions. No, just kidding. All right, now, there was a point defensively where Desmond Trufant against Nate Washington, although I'm trying to boil that down to one-on-one, and it really wasn't here. Trufant expected help, and Locker found Washington when Trufant didn't get any help.
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes it looks like it's his fault, but there are a lot of things that go into a big-time play like this. You think about where Trufant is playing. He's playing so far away from the guy, you think he would think he'd have help inside. And you never know unless you know the coverage. So you can't put this all on Trufant. You never know. But at times, it could be their fault. But in this particular time, I don't think it was. I think he was expecting help from the inside. That's why he's playing so far outside leverage. And that's why the middle of the field is wide open. I'm expecting there should have been a safety or somebody in the middle of the field to help Trufant because he's playing so far outside of
it. Let's hear what he had to say about it.
He beat me by width, you know, he was wide on me, so I just got to squeeze to him more. But like I said, I'm going to learn from it, and, you know, I got two more weeks to get ready for the Saints, and I'm going to just keep grinding.
All right, we don't know when exactly Steven Jackson will come back. We do know this. The young running backs have certainly displayed some versatility, some ability here during the preseason. Jaquizz Rodgers. DJ, what do you think of what he's done so far?
I really love what Jaquizz is doing. A lot of people, last year he played a lot on third down. He played a lot in passing situations, but Jaquizz can do so much for this offense. We've seen him catch the ball out the backfield time and time again. He hardly drops the football, and that makes it easier for Matt Ryan to check it down to him. When everybody drops in coverage, there he is right there, and he's always going to make a positive yardage out of it. One thing he does in the run game as well, he always finds a crease. Even if there isn't a crease, he finds a crease and makes it a positive yardage gain. So I like Quiz in this offense to be productive, whether it's running or passing. He has the ability to be very productive.
Can we say this? Quiz answers the question.
Oh, I like that.
Well, first half, you know, we talked about it this week. We wanted to come out fast and put up points, you know, in the beginning of the game when we came out. It's a great chance for all of us to, you know, get more reps, you know, and show what we got. And I think we've been doing a great job of taking advantage of all the opportunities we've been having.
Well, I like what I hear from him, I like what I see with him and Devontae Freeman as well.
I do.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up when we come back, and we're going to talk about something this guy knows a lot about during the last week before the opener of the regular season, when Falcons Playback, presented by GEICO, continues after this.